These protesters have been staging a sit-in outside Pakistan's parliament for over 2 weeks now. They demand the resignation of Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif. Led by Imran Khan of Tehreek-e-Insaf and religious cleric Tahir al-Qadri, the demonstration remained peaceful until Saturday night. The situation turned violent when both leaders decided to march towards the official residence of the Prime Minister. This triggered violent clashes between the police and protesters. Police used tear gas and rubber bullets to disperse the crowd.
You can't breathe, you're suffocating, you can't see anything. And it wasn't just one firing, it was many. It was one after the other. And there's children here, and they are aware that there are children here as well. They know that there's women, children, elderly here, and yet they carried on firing tear gas just to stop us from our democratic right.
Hospital officials say at least three protesters lost their lives while over 500 sustained injuries. The angry protesters broke the outer iron grill of the Parliament House and entered the outer lawn but without entering the main building. There are speculations that the country's powerful security establishment, which is at odds with the Prime Minister over key policy issues, may be behind the anti-government protests. And the decision by a senior leader of Imran Khan's party to quit the protest campaign has helped these rumors.
Talks were making progress when Imran Khan decided to march towards the Prime Minister's house. My concern was this was not the right approach. If the democracy is derailed, I have no doubt Imran Khan would be responsible for this.
The government, on the other hand, has summoned a joint session of the parliament on Tuesday to discuss the political stalemate. While violent clashes between the police and protesters continue in the high security zone of the Pakistani capital, the country's top military commanders have held an emergency session to discuss the situation. After the marathon meeting, the military urged all sides to resolve the political crisis through talks, without wasting any time and without further violence. Kamran Yusuf, Press TV, Islamabad.